How's it going, everyone? Welcome back to Pixelated Thoughts. This is the first, I guess, real episode of the year because we did down the rabbit hole last time. Jack's here. Jack, thanks for coming back, buddy.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm alive.
Chibi, Brad. So, in this episode, before we start, Brad has a special message for Brandon. Brad, go ahead.
Yeah, Brandon, how about you just deal with yourself and we'll figure out what we're doing next, all right? For us to know what we're doing and for you to just sit back, relax, and enjoy.
I got a message for Brandon too. Brandon, hey, thanks for the support you showed us on our version of the Game Awards that me and Chibi did. Appreciate all the love and support you've been giving us. You the real MVP. Thank you so much.
I retweet that.
All right. So this episode is going to be on our goals for 2024. And we're also going to reflect on what we did in 2023. And I think Jack should start.
Jack. Yeah, let's start.
Go ahead and hit it up.
All right. So some achievements from 2023. I reached the, actually went over the milestone that I had for Extra Life. So I originally had it at 4,000. And I set a 5,000 stretch goal. Cause who's going to reach the stretch $1,500 in one day.
Did
a stream and a couple people came in and then I had a buddy of mine drop a big one. So I hit 5K, and have to do a mage stream now, next weekend, Saturday. Well, this isn't posted until Friday. So tomorrow night, Saturday around 5 PM Eastern time.
Be there.
Well, hosting the Viral podcast. It hasn't picked up too much yet. Finding guests is kind of one of the major issues, but, that's okay. Everything starts off slow and then at some point it'll pick up.
Yep.
During the course of that, we picked up, a sponsor, Noble Chairs, UK company that makes some pretty good premium chairs. I have one over to the right of me, it's not as comfortable as the one I have now, but that's not a negative against Noble Chairs. It's just a very huge price difference.
Viral is trying to keep that sponsor, so you know.
I give honest reviews. I'm not gonna bullshit people
That's how you make money.
He said you should.
No.
Honest reviews.
Okay. Honest reviews here. I don't know. But I mean, it's a nice chair. I'm not saying it's uncomfortable. It's just, it's a little bit more stiff than I would desire because right. I've been sitting in this chair for a long time. What else? Started some new, a new journey with some new content, with my friend Mago. We're going to do food content.
Yeah.
Visit restaurants and review the menus and the food, take photos, blog about it, and then at some point take that and try to recreate it in the kitchen on stream. If not recreate, then maybe take our have our own take on it. Create our own recipe or try to elevate it. What else? Accomplishments. We had a success. I think Pixelated Thoughts and Down the Rabbit Hole has been pretty successful. We've had a lot of great guests. Amazing stories. It's from we had what, pro gamers to paranormal investigator to whatever the hell you can think of, developers. So I think as a crew, I think we achieved some pretty good stuff there. So,
What about the goals for this year?
This year. So this year I'd like to hopefully get better with creating content. But that requires time.
Yep.
Working full time, everybody says it. Working full time, it's not that you don't have time, it's just that's not what you want to put time towards when you have the time.
It's like how do you allocate it?
Yeah, I think that's the difference in excuse and reality. Like I have the time, I just, the reality is I'd rather do shit that I have fun with versus working more after coming home from work. So, and that's the battle that I think a lot of streamers or entertainers and go through. You know, when Brad gets to his part, he'll be able to talk about what his goals are.
To roast the fuck out of Brad. Yeah. I've been waiting on this moment.
He'll
for
be
a
last.
Year.
He'll be last.
We I'm should maybe have manager. Brandon come on and tell Brad what his goals are for this year.
No, Brandon.
I'm joking. I'm joking. Yeah. What else? This year I'll be moving.
Have you figured out where?
Or still in Mississippi.
Oh, man.
Closer to us, not what
well,
wanted,
yeah, I'll be
closer.
About an hour and a half from Brad. A little bit closer than
like
I want to be.
5 hours from Brad.
But no, I'll be about an hour and a half from Brad. Okay. And then you'll be probably 7-8 hours. I've
I'm
done that drive
probably
before.
Probably moving to Tampa. So I'll be a little bit
so that's further north.
Further
okay.
south.
Further south. Oh shit.
Mm-hmm. Orlando's okay. like central and then
but it's west.
Tampa's
though.
Like yeah, it's true. Like closer to the coast, but it's more south. So
it's
I mean,
okay. I'm gonna get a private jet, helicopter, or boat, and then I can just take a
exactly.
straight line
Thank
from
you.
The coast to the coast.
I'll meet you halfway, don't worry.
Yeah. I just won't do it during hurricane season.
Halfway in the water. Just
halfway.
In the middle of the Gulf.
Random thought what? That came into my head. How often, if any, do you fish, Brad?
I have not recently in like the last 3 years. I used to okay. fish all the time.
Okay. I was going to say, if you have a boat, I'll come out there and we can go fishing. Sorry. Completely off topic. Just
we can have we can do a charter. Just we all get together and do a charter.
I love fishing, so I'd be so down.
I know a lot of people with boats. So.
Yeah. There is this one guy that we watch on YouTube who's stationed out of Pensacola, and he all we do is watch his fishing videos. So, sorry. Truth of thought.
I used to have a kayak, and I used to do kayak fishing.
Oh, shit, really?
I don't trust kayaking out in those waters.
Me. Yeah, they scare me a little bit. I love the idea of a kayak, but I don't know if I ever do one.
Well, I used to go in like ponds and rivers, and I don't want to be like near any alligators.
They're fine, bro. They're little swamp puppies.
Yeah, I'll just make a friend with a gator. It's okay.
Hey, you just feed it Cheetos, bro. That's how I made friends.
Cheetos?
With
feed them Cheetos? Is that what you said?
You just feed them Cheetos.
They like cheese.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna.
They're lactose tolerant, so. Mm-hmm.
They lactose, but they're tolerant.
They lactose. other goals. I don't know. I'd like to at least get back to 5,000 again this year for the donations. Yeah. Which, speaking of, like, did you see the incentive that Extra Life created for hitting 2,000?
What is it?
A wrapped controller of your choice.
Oh, nice. Oh shit. That's dope.
Yeah, so I'm going to go for the Switch.
Yeah,
but they
I
do PlayStation, Xbox. Yeah. Yeah, no problem. Travel a little bit more.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Visit more restaurants to add to create some more content. Mm-hmm. I'm probably gonna travel to Tennessee, get some food there. I was gonna say something. There was another goal. I forgot what the other one was.
That's fine.
It'll come
back. I'll come back. Yeah, it'll come back to me.
It's good. Chibi, your turn.
Fucking dick.
You want my nice answer? Okay. Let's start off nice. I don't really remember what my goals were. I think the three that I talked about, someone can fact check me. One was to make partner. I've thrown that out the window. My kind of mindset now is I want to have more fun with streaming and being a content
creator.
Should
be fun. Yeah.
Because it's kind of like Jack was saying, I don't want to get home and start working on another job. Like, and I don't want to perceive it as a job anymore. I want to go back to like the beginning days of me being a streamer and just being so excited that anybody was in my chat, you know? Like, I don't like looking at the numbers anymore. To me, it's more, I want to focus on the quality over quantity. So yeah. That's my biggest thing for this year. Fuck partner, fuck numbers. I just want to have fun. And I want people who to watch me have fun. You know, mm-hmm. I want it to be genuine content. So like next month, we're going to be streaming Persona. That's not what type of streamer I am at all. But I want to have fun with it. You know, I want to do 24-hour Persona streams. I want to do more charity streams. You know, things that I genuinely enjoy.
Oh, yeah.
That makes sense. I think the next one is, we were kind of talking about earlier, just be more consistent. That was my goal last year.
That's hard.
I think I did okay. I will say, to give myself some slack, I definitely think I did okay. I want to do better with it, but now going back to teaching, it's hard because, like kind of Jack was saying, full-time job, the time that you get when you get home, how do you want to allocate it? So I'm trying to do mostly weekends. That way I give myself some leeway. I'm not stressing after school.
That's you know, what I started doing.
Exhausting. Yeah. So I'm thinking of doing a Thursday, Friday, Saturday stream. And we'll see how it goes this week. Because I always want to do at least 3 streams a week, even if it's kind of short. So I think that's reasonable, honestly. And then I think successes. There was a lot of successes, even though I talk a lot of garbage about me and everything. I think one of my most proudest moments is that like I'm affiliated with Hot Topic, like partnered with them.
Hell yeah.
Nice. So being able to collab with Hot Topic and, you know, promo these items, it's like a dream come true. It's like
I need discounts on Funkos and mystery bags.
Dude, I will DM you because
some spiky nose rings.
It's dope. But I don't know. If you would have told me that when I was like 12 and obsessed with Hot Topic, I would have said you lost your mind. So my next kind of like small goal is to get on Hot Topic's page. So hell I think yeah. That's realistic. So we'll see. But also partnership with Rogue. I love that. They're very sweet. I like the company a lot. So to me, that's a dub in my book.
What's Rogue do?
They're energy drinks.
Oh, okay.
So it's, yeah, yeah. But they also do like hydration line, which I like a lot. I like their hydration line a lot.
Aren't they like a weightlifting company? Don't they have like all the weights and stuff?
No. There is a Rogue. Yes, yeah, there is a Rogue.
This one's Rogue Energy. Sorry. Yeah. Rogue Energy.
Okay. Yeah. I was like, that's.
Yeah, it's a little bit different. It's a smaller company, but nonetheless, I like them a lot. Like, not even being biased. I enjoy it. It's not bad. I think that's it. Maybe some personal goals. I always say this every year, be nicer to myself.
Yeah, I don't know definitely.
How that actually will be.
Oh, man. My therapist keeps telling me to do that.
The start of our conversation should never be I'm alive. Listen. That's
my therapist was like, hey, you should probably just be nicer to yourself. Helps. Yeah, I know. I'm really bad at that. Hey, that's not being nice.
Yeah. I talk shit all the time. I say we are our worst enemies, but we're also our best friends. We gotta change the mindset. So I always give all these advice, but to me this year, I want to learn how to take it, you know. I've been doing better about being productive. That's one thing I've been trying to get better at, too, is not sitting on my phone for like 5 hours reading webtoons. So I literally come home and I'm consistently doing stuff. Like, I don't stop.
That's nice.
Whether I'll crash and burn, we'll see. But it's not bad.
Yeah. I think that's what happened to me last year is... Yeah. I got so involved in so much shit that I was like on the go every single day. And at some point I was like, I'm so fucking done. And I stopped a lot.
Yeah. I think you have to realize what your limit is. Like, where is that line before you cross it? And I think I'm just slowly getting there, you know? But I think right now my mindset is a little bit different. I think I kind of realize, oh, I got to get it together type of thing. It's just for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's it for the most part. Thank you guys. Thanks to Pixelated Thoughts for letting me stay on here.
Thank you.
Down the rabbit hole has been awesome. Pixelated Thoughts podcast have been awesome. Shout out to Ken for doing a lot of the content for us and Brad for also narrating, I guess.
Nice.
So definitely a lot of success in the podcast. Like, seriously, you guys, we've done awesome.
Yeah. Emphasis no, definitely big shout out to Ken and Brad. Mm-hmm. Definitely Ken for putting together all that content because
especially showing.
I've been doing any of that. I keep saying I want to do like 15-minute shorts, but
you know it's super funny. And we'll just segue to like me before we get to Brad. Mm-hmm. But like I have been waiting. Jack, I think the last we started like putting videos out. So we started doing like video podcasts January. We didn't start putting out content to like end of February, like video wise, right? The first video came out. And then Jack's first comment to me was like, I want to do a video. And I'm like, all right. I was like, cool, man. And then we did the And then we did like the mid-year stuff. And it was like, he's like, I want to do a video. I'm like, you do that. And then Brad was like, he's never going to do it. And I was like, no, wait, just give time.
Let him cook.
And then it's like,
I'll do one this year.
It's okay. Me and Jack are still supposed to do a cooking stream together. And I'm just I can't remember either. I'm so bad because I still got to get the cookbook.
That's like, what I wanted to bring up was like, I was like, oh, you guys could do a cooking stream, right? It's like, you guys ever watch Family Guy and like Brian's like talking, or is Stewie talking to Brian? Where you write that book?
That's me and Jack, bro.
We could do a cooking stream in March. Okay. Might be able to do that. We'll see.
Put it down
in a maid outfit.
Schedule it.
Yes.
In a maid outfit? No.
Yeah. I'll wear one with you. I feel like me and you are very similar.
In a maid outfit.
So we got to write that shit down.
Similar as what? Hold on. What do you mean by that? Similar as what? Like,
I'm expecting a Food Wars cooking stream. Ayo.
Oh, my God.
I have a Food Wars. I do too.
Cookbook.
I have the. No, not the cookbook. The apron. I can make Colby wear it.
There you go. That works.
Yeah. Always a content, guys. Don't worry.
Hell yeah.
Oh, wait. Last thing I wanted to say.
Good.
Very proud of Extra Life team. I think in as like a total, like amazing. Like the same people are, you know, doing the work. You know, I think it's awesome to see the team together doing things. And I think my goal for this year is to try and hit 5K, kind of like Jack. So we surpassed my goal this year too, which was originally like I think 4K.
Nice.
So I think we got to like 4,300. So I think 5K definitely this year is probable. I think I just want to do a little bit more plugging for it. Maybe like do 4 24-hour streams because I think last year I only did 2.
So what helped me was I never did like creating milestone incentives.
Mm-hmm.
But last year, halfway through the year, I actually started creating milestone incentives.
I like the incentives. That's what I usually do. And I'll update them as I go.
Mm-hmm. And the stretch goal was what did it.
It was great. The stretch goal was chef's kiss. It was that cherry on top.
The problem is how do you now top that?
How do you top that?
Because I can't do that again next year or this year.
You have to think about, you could do what Ludwig did, shave half your beard.
Your beard it grows back quick, Jack. Like it did. Your facial.
I was gonna say it did.
Yeah, it took about 2 weeks for me to get my. Yeah, I shaved all of it last.
Eyebrows.
Shave my eyebrows?
No, wax yourself on stream.
Oh, get waxed on stream?
Yeah, I'm gonna do that with Colby and Raph. That was one of the incentives. I don't think it got hit, but I'm gonna reuse that.
I'll do a wax on stream.
Also, like what I do for like my incentives, I try to know what I've already done. And like after a while, Jesus Christ.
Crap an ass cheek for charity, baby.
I'll reuse it. So like, we're going to hit them goals. Years ago, and then I'll do it.
God. No, I'll do my chest or something.
Yeah, that'd be funny. Just put little pasties on so you don't get
flagged. Oh, shit, that's right.
No, you put pasties on. You won't get flagged.
Oh, if I put pasties on, they won't flag me? Okay.
It's quote unquote nipples.
And then you wax the Extra Life logo on your chest.
No. He puts his logo, his own logo in there. Just a joke.
Oh, ow, man. Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, good luck with that shit.
We'll do Extra Life on one titty and then my JK logo on the other titty.
Yeah.
Oh, that does not sound fun. You know what? Enjoy that shit.
You guys ever see 40-Year-Old Virgin?
Yeah, where you scream out. That was real. All those
Yeah, that was completely like straight up like ad hoc.
I don't know, man. I don't know. That's just too much, dude.
I didn't realize it was that hairy.
Yeah, that was that.
I didn't either.
That looked awful, man. That was really painful looking. No, I mean for the most part, we like did. I was really aggressive with content creation from the start. 2 videos a week, and then the podcast, and then we did giveaways that were all really well done. Successful. Everyone helped out with that. That was great. I'm toning back like it to like a video a week to kind of give my time because I wanted to kind of see if I could commit to that, like 2 videos. And I was like, that's a lot of fucking work for me to constantly like
do. Yeah,
because you have other stuff to do too.
Yeah, no, I
but I think you laid the groundwork very well.
Yeah, and I mean, I had like I'll still do like if it's like a game, new game coming out that I can get to or get my hands on, then you know, I'll put up. Well, yeah, I mean, that's we'll probably like plan out how to do some of the giveaways because this year is not going to be as popular, I think, or not going to have as many big games. I mean, you got like Persona, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, a couple others that are coming out. So it's not going to be as busy, but content wise, you know, at least.
Well, we can do to help out with that content. We can do a Pixelated Thoughts game.
Well, that's
once every 2 weeks or something
So that's the plan. So basically what I want to do is that when a like bigger multiplayer game comes out, it's to kind of include everyone again, but like we can't do it on stream because I don't want
because of the layouts, overlays, and stuff.
You know, the goal is at least once a quarter, because I usually include Brad with a lot of the videos, is to get at least one of you in a video of your choice, whatever you guys want to do. I know Chief wants to do Persona 3 Reload, which comes out February 2nd, which is fine.
Yep. I'll be doing a 24-hour stream starting that Friday night.
Yep. So
Should do a giveaway too for
what we'll do is a review of that, but we're also going to do a giveaway starting on the 26th.
I figured that'd give people a little bit more time for the giveaway. Instead of starting on Saturday.
Are there any horror games coming out? or strategy puzzle?
I mean, I think Silent Hill 2 is coming out this year, or VR.
Or VR.
You want to do just do Beat Saber, bro? That's the entire time. This game's great. Beat Saber. But yeah, I mean, the goal this year is essentially just like,
keep on trucking on.
Essentially, yeah. That's all I have to do. And then, you know, more guests, I guess, on the podcast, stuff like that.
Absolutely.
Try to kind of get Jack and Chibi to play games that are outside of like their comfort
zone. Well, just let me know. I'm always down.
No, I'm just saying outside their comfort zone.
You should.
Yeah, you just gotta tell me.
But essentially, like it was basically I think I had videos pretty much prepped for the next like 4 weeks.
Okay.
But like Persona 5 will probably take you, I don't know, you'll probably beat it in like fucking 3 year stream because it's like 50 hours ish, depending. Right.
I think it took me 120.
Yeah. I mean, they said.
Well, I like to take my time.
From what I've seen, it's like it's a brand new game, like completely.
Yeah.
And then we'll do like a comparison from like Persona 3 Best to Persona 3 Reloaded. I think Brad and I are gonna play fucking
World.
Pal World's coming on this Friday. Playing that.
Is that a multiplayer?
I think it is.
That's the Pokemon, but violent.
Pokemon with guns.
Yeah.
Early access on Friday.
I didn't hear about that.
I think it's co-op, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how many people.
How many? Let me know. Let me know. If it's like four player, we can jump on that.
Let a girl know.
What's the other game that was coming out recently? Me and Brad did a video on it. Fuck.
We did?
Yeah, it was the, it's like the Starship Troopers, but it's like fucking.
Oh, Helldivers.
Helldivers 2 comes out February 6th. And that game's like $30 and it's fucking, you know, looks great. Honestly,
the first one was great.
The first one was fantastic. I'm shocked. That game was fun. I was trying to convince Jack because it was like $3 when I found it on Steam. I was like, dude, get this. This is amazing.
Which one was it again?
Helldivers. Helldivers 2 is it went from like isometric to third person. And I don't know how much content there's going to be. I wanted to do like a Monster Hunter thing with Jack, but I saw when he played Rise, I was like, holy shit, Jack is screaming at his computer when he was playing Monster Hunter Rise. And I think if I got you World,
it would have
been really good. Because like
I think I have issues with having so many buttons that World I have to use.
Like I think World streamlines a bunch of stuff. Like Rise added like a whole bunch of new shit to the game. But with World, it's kind of like old school Monster Hunter. Just swing big sword, kill monster. That type of stuff.
Boonga, boonga.
Yeah. And that's why I wanted to get Jack involved. But, you know, RPG talk, I think me and Chibi have talked about doing like a Persona episode for a long time. You know, me and Brad will probably review Final Fantasy VII Rebirth when that shit comes out on the 29th, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there's a lot coming out this year. But we generally the giveaways, you know, I think Chibi will do like a. Like I'll let you, you know, if you want to narrate like the content or the
giveaway. Just write me a script or I can write it. Just let me know what points.
I would just write and just be like, you know, 60 seconds, you know,
that's
like
fine. Yeah.
And then what I'll do
a good voice actor.
I'll take the trailer and just like fucking chop up the good part to it. And then let's do that. Mm-hmm. Let's make sure it's not on like, anyone
I
got you. Else's.
I'm ready. I love it. This was what I was built for.
And then eventually I thought you were going to do a giveaway for like viral gear, man, for your hats and stuff like that. Or your Brad, where's this cup? You still have it?
Oh, you know what? But it will happen on the viral podcast. On the podcast. We're gonna give away a Noble Chairs chair, Spider-Man and Iron Man. but I do want to
missing the chibi stuff.
I do want to do a giveaway. A few giveaways this year. I will. So for the maid stream, if we get to 1,000, I think what I'm gonna do is everyone who donated that day will get the get an exclusive sticker and poster for free.
Yeah.
Wait. What's on the poster?
Are you stretching your stretch?
It'll be just an exclusive maid stream 2024 poster.
No, it's not sticker. It's not gonna be a picture of you in the maid outfit.
Probably will be a stream. Yes, a picture of me, probably in the outfit.
Where he's just wearing an apron. Yeah.
Yeah. Flexing. It's like for a cat. Just do like a maid.
And then what I'll do is, so those who donated that day will get it for free, and then it'll be available for purchase.
If you tune in on Saturday, you're going to get an exclusive Jekyll and Krul 2024 calendar.
If you donate.
If you donate. A calendar of him in the maid outfit.
Just donate 50 cents.
And if you donate, the highest donors.
We're going to set a fucking minimum.
Hold on. The highest donors get to, like, tell him what the pose will be.
Yeah. Like, donate a minimum of what? Maybe $10. You'll get the poster and sticker for free.
Yeah. You can set like stipulations to it and stuff.
Yeah. If you donate $25 or more,
I don't know.
Jack will send you a personalized message.
A minimum of 10, you'll get a sticker. A minimum of 25, you'll get the sticker and poster, and I'll sign it with my butt cheeks.
Oh, I'm joking. I don't know if I would.
$50 right here.
$50.
Like, donate. Like, start donating under people's names. No, like, who else?
Curtis said sold. Curtis said.
Dude, I told the viral community about the maid stream, and I tell you what, I feel like I could just create an OnlyFans for this moment. And have subscriptions just for that. Hey, you know what? If it makes money, whatever.
I would want this to randomly catch fire. You know, like, it would just like random. Like, some people just like randomly tune in. They're like, "Hey, Jack, you have like 3,000 people watching you in a maid outfit."
No,
I don't want that, because here's what's gonna happen. Those people are gonna want me in that every fucking time.
I would clip that shit and just put it on fucking TikTok. I'm like, you too could have a fucking maid outfit worn by Jack.
Oh, you know what? Maybe the highest donor, you can get the maid outfit that I wore.
And his socks, if he's wearing socks.
You will get the entire outfit worn.
Oh, Brad's going to have his credit card ready.
Unwashed.
Brad's calling Navy Federal that day to, like, unleash his account. Hey, let it go past 3K. Let it ride more. No one's outbidding me.
if we hit the five, I should have an auction for the outfit.
You're bidding against yourself. It's like $1,000. Brad, no one else is bidding. $2,000. That's how this works. Oh.
Yeah.
But basically, that's what we...
True.
You know,
I could do that.
Having the channel works with consistency. Honestly, the reason why I actually started the channel, started doing videos, is because it actually helped me with work. Helped me be more consistent with stuff. Yeah. Like, in case I wanted to, like, you know, do certain things at work that I was, like, bored with, I was like, I don't want to do them. Now I'm like, I'll fucking do them, because, you know.
So when I go home,
I mean, because for me, like, content creation is a hobby. Yeah. Right? So, like, when you guys were talking about it being your jobs and stuff like that, I was like, I understand that if you worked a job and then came back to this, it would probably be a lot of stress on you, because you're worried about viewership, numbers, all that stuff. For me, I'm just like, this is a hobby. So, you know, me and Brad initially wanted to do podcasts, and then I was like, I'll do videos eventually. And then I was like, fuck, I might as well stick with it. And I got like a bunch of random people. Like, I want to do more stuff with like Brandon, on because he's playing new games is really funny. And just kind of seeing how he acts. Like,
I like his reaction, yeah.
There's a game coming out. I wish he had a PlayStation, because there's a game coming out on February 3rd.
I should have taken you up on it. Then I could have played the Final Fantasy game.
I told you. I fucking told you I was going to give you a PS5. There's a game coming out
say no to it.
Called Foam Stars. It's by Square Enix. It's pretty much a Splatoon knockoff, right? But I've heard the previews of it were pretty good. It's going to be on PlayStation Plus. So if you're subscribed, you're going to be able to get it. And I plan on doing content with like maybe
you PlayStation owners,
Brad, and you know some others, because you know we also want to play some more of the finals because we just like playing that game.
can I play it with you guys one day? I want to try it out.
Yeah, sure.
And then we can maybe do some like my reactions from it or something. I don't know.
Yeah, no, 100%. Like it's a fun. You should stream it.
Yeah, it looks really fun. I was thinking about it.
Incredibly sweaty very quickly.
Yeah, I was supposed to one day, and then I think our Fortnite or Overwatch, one of those ran over, and I was like, I'll do it another stream.
We play.
I've been wanting to do different, you know, content ideas. I'm tired of playing the same games. So, yeah. I mean, that's fine with
well,
me.
Here's what we can do. Uh-huh. So, remember I brought up the idea, sorry I'm late?
Yeah.
So, we can make that our 15, 20-minute shorts, and then we just go back and play older games that other people have played, and then we review those for 15 minutes.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm and then call that segment, sorry I'm late.
Okay. I think that's really cute. I like the name of that. It's catchy. Sorry I'm late. And that's me all the time. Sorry I'm late.
Yeah, for real, man.
I mean, most things, if me and Jack were playing, if it was a game off stream, like when we played Outlast. No, not Outlast. What was it? The Bunker.
No, we were playing
Amnesia.
The Bunker. Yeah, right. Amnesia.
Like, if we weren't playing it on stream, I was going to be kind of, like, making content off that and just having Jack just play it to take his time. Because, it's really hard, when you guys send me clips and I'm, editing out the times you guys are stopping and talking for, fucking 40 minutes. Dude, there was a part, Jack, where you got lost and I was like, God damn it. I was like, why is it lost for 2 hours? What's he doing? What's this box doing? I was like, God.
Listen,
when you have attention issues, everything fucking squirrels
ADHD,
you.
ADHD, man.
Jack, absolutely. I mean, he did beat the monster in it took, I think, 10 tries or something like that.
Yeah. It did take a lot.
That's not bad. I think most people struggle probably harder with that.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the ultimate goal. Just keep being consistent. Do more, do as many giveaways as we can. Again, kind of kick it back up. Because we didn't do one. I don't think we've done in a couple months. So. No.
Yeah, think of if you come across something that you think that would be fitting to my type of gaming that I can give away, let me know.
Yeah, 100%. Brad.
Final Fantasy VII Rebirth Ultimate Edition.
Ultimate, no. You're not.
Yeah, Ultimate Edition.
That's Brad. Brad said he's giving away Ultimate Edition Final Fantasy VII.
Brad is going to help. Oh, hell.
The first person who comments, I love Brad, is going to get into Final Fantasy Edition.
We know Brandon won't comment that. So.
Brandon's here. Yeah. Brandon, come on, Brandon. You want a free copy? Ultimate.
First off, Brandon, he's the luckiest person I've ever seen, because when I put his name into a random generator, he'll win a bunch of stuff.
Shane, give me your luck, please.
What's really funny is that he won a game. I gave him Armored Core 6, and I was I don't know if you can beat this game. This game's really fucking hard. And he literally, most people couldn't get past the first boss. No, he couldn't get past the first boss. See, that shit is, it's a reality check for a lot of people. So
I feel that.
And he's like, I just can't do it. I'm like, that's fine, dude. You're okay.
Good thing you didn't pay for it.
Yeah, you didn't pay for it, right? It's yours. No give backs. Brad, pull up your Twitch stats. Pull up those stats
all
right now.
Let's see. I've been waiting a year for this, guys.
So what do we got for numbers? We said once a quarter. Did we hit those numbers?
He doesn't even have to scroll his feed.
I actually don't. But so in 2022, I had a total of 72 streamed hours. And I said in 2023, I wanted to stream more consistently.
Mm-hmm.
So my consistency was exactly 2 hours a month. I streamed exactly 24 hours last year. And I say that's completely consistent, even though six of those.
I mean, this man did less fucking work. And he's trying to pat himself on the back. The audacity of this man.
Things didn't turn out in 2023 planned for them to do. One of my goals for 2024 is not to lose a job. So I did that last year. Check that off the list. Going into the new year, new job, new year,
new me, baby.
I do plan on streaming more than once a quarter.
It's a Final Fantasy.
I'm gonna give it that. I have been working on my stream stuff. If you notice a little bit different lights in here,
it does look nice.
So, I do plan on things, to be kicking off. I do want to help. What's your name, Ken? Ken, if you
Howdy, fuck boy.
I do want to help. I do want to help with some more content. You know, I do want to make some videos. You know, the last quarter of last year was a blur for me. I just ate a lot of Skittles and, you know, self-deprecating humor. So, but yeah, so hopefully things get rolling this year. You know, I do want to do a lot more, not just content wise, but I want to learn more stuff. I want to do, I actually want to do some animation stuff.
I thought you said anime. Sounds... I was like, hold on.
Yes. Yeah. I'm gonna double my animes that I watched from last year, which was two. So I'm gonna go to four.
Oh shit!
Out of all the fucking down the rabbit holes we fucking did, you piece of shit.
I just Googled them and read the synopsis.
He like would pull up the wiki right for the episode and be like, "Which one?" Yeah, I watched it, guys.
No. I will say I probably averaged about four episodes per of those animes. Like when we needed to watch 12 episodes.
That's another thing we're doing is that for Down the Rabbit Hole, everyone's going to recommend a show to watch.
And I've already watched my show.
We're starting with Brad. I knew
you guys
he would.
Didn't like the one that I recommended last time.
I fucking wonder why, Jack.
I'm going to pick another random ass one.
And that's completely fine. And I'll still watch it. You know what I mean? See, I do that for you, right? I still watch it for you. I may be paying to do so while watching it, but I'll do it for you. Same thing.
I did like the one, the movie.
Yeah. I mean, that's essentially...
Sword of the Stranger. That was good.
Yeah. That's essentially what we're doing is that we're trying to get everyone involved in the content. You know what I mean? And that's what I want. Because I know that, like, you know, when you guys are streaming and I pull up your stream, I'm like, they're playing Fortnite again or something. And I'm like... You know,
hey, why are you adding me right now?
So just like they're playing Fortnite. You know? I'm just being fucking real, bro.
I sometimes play Overwatch. And guess what? We're doing a Just Dance stream Thursday. Look, different content. Let's go.
What stream?
Just Dance.
Just Dance. Just Dance. From one of my
nice.
So I'm gonna try and get 2024. I think it's like $20. So I'm gonna buy 2024 because I only have like 2022.
Oh, okay.
So it'll be like new stuff.
Yeah, it's way outdated.
I'd like to try to do some VR streaming.
Like... Yeah.
And like do horror games in
VR. Jack,
you
don't want to do mini golf with me, man.
I got.
I would say the only thing about VR.
I got a new headset.
Jack, you want to do mini golf?
I'll do mini golf.
My favorite thing ever. I still love when we first did mini golf together.
You're making fun of my height. This motherfucker.
I wasn't trying to, bro, but when we got in, I was like, that's not you. Like, why are you so much shorter than me? And then you shut up in the sky, and I was like, wow. And Jack was actually really good at that game. Holy shit. But Brad just got a new VR headset. He got the Quest 3.
Okay. Sounds like we need a VR night.
Yeah.
I want to do some horror VR.
It just came out. There's a couple. Oh, what was that?
Five Nights at Freddy's.
I think there's like a second one of that too, right?
Yeah, VR chat's dangerous. Although I now have a shit ton of skins.
We were trying to do a VR chat episode.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, I know. We need to find a map that has like a podcast room.
No, we found like a really nice spot though. I think me and Brad did. But like,
okay.
But we were like, you know, I think there was like problems trying to get like it running and stuff like that without like any like hiccups or anything. But yeah, it was pretty cool when we saw it.
What we need is like, if not a stationary spot, we can have an area where it's like we have somewhere we're walking through just casually.
Yeah.
And then we could get somebody else to do like a third person camera view of us. And like have a cameraman follow us in the world. So then, and when we do our video content, we have a view from an extra person's perspective.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Like, you guys ever watch Neebs Gaming?
Job for Brandon.
I mean, who wants to do that? You guys ever watch like Neebs Gaming content?
No,
I haven't.
They play like Darkness Falls, right? And then. When they're in the game, it's four of them. Mm-hmm. They have somebody else who jumps in the game but does different camera angles as they're doing their skits and all that.
How did I get killed? What if the cameraman gets killed during the...
I don't know. I think you can do a code to have, like, God mode, unless it's that... Well, the person that developed the Darkness Falls mod also plays with them. So I'm sure he created something that that person can have, like a god mode.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
So we just need to get in with some developers.
Oh, they're in spectator mode is what Tadpole said.
We just need, we just need Brad to annoy as many developers as possible. Please.
Yeah.
Please. Brad, what else, man? You think I forgot about you?
play a lot of video games. I over the last like 2 weeks, I downloaded like 4 terabytes worth of.
Holy shit!
Show definitely your, not show the Mio. Pull it up.
Definitely not. definitely not illegal. Video games. So, I do plan on playing.
This man's got me back into emulation again.
Christ. Yeah. I don't know. Something sparked me.
We should do NBA Jam Night.
So this sparked from me going down the rabbit hole looking for a pocket knife. I was on YouTube looking for a pocket knife.
I don't listen. Just let it keep going.
And I watched like 6 hours of people reviewing pocket knives, and one dude was like, "You know what? You should also have in your pocket this little thing right here." So then I went down another rabbit hole of basically not pocket knives, but little like gaming handhelds, and so. I started looking into things.
And then he tried to hide a body in the woods. We got him. Check, call the FBI. Let's get this motherfucker.
And then take over the world and profit.
No more skipping steps. Yeah, I'm going to, you know, Brad will probably continue to be someone I bounce ideas off of too, in terms of like content.
Sounds like if we do VR chat, we have a cameraman.
Who is
Tadpole offered.
Oh, okay. I thought it was gonna be brand new.
Actually, any games we play where there can be a spectator, we can have somebody play the fourth person,
yep,
you know, spectator, camera person, whatever the fuck you want to call that, camera guy.
Yeah, spectator. So, how? I mean, listen, I think you guys are pretty much. I think we've set realistic goals, right? You know, just kind of being consistent. Doing stuff for ourselves. Travel.
Me and Chibi forgot to say one.
Huh.
Stay alive.
Oh,
that's another one.
That is the one right there. Stay alive.
Exist. Exist.
For the year.
I'm just here, brother. Just hanging in there.
Yes. Existing.
So here's my question. So, I mean, there's a whole bunch of games coming out this year.
Thank you.
Jack, Hellblade 2 should be releasing. There's a rumor it's coming out in May. So, yeah. I mean, that's something you could review potentially. Right?
I don't mind. Yeah. And for viewers out there, if there's like a specific game you want me to review, buy the game for me and I'll play it and review it.
I mean, that's a fair trade.
Games are fucking expensive.
That's why I don't play any new ones, and Ken can kiss my ass.
Like, play two major games.
I love the way.
Play two major games, and that's $120 right there. Like,
I love the way Jack said that. I was very casual. I really like that. You buy me the game, I'll review it for you. And then
you guys buy me a game, I'll play it, and I'll review it.
I want to put that as a disclaimer in the front of his video.
Like, yeah, do it, please.
The audience buys Jack a game. And he tries it out. I can't do it. They got him Elden Ring.
I bought Elden Ring.
Well, I thought someone else bought it for you.
No, I bought that one.
Shibi, is there a game you want to try that you've seen that's like completely
other than the one that we talked about, the shooter one?
Which one? Helldivers 2?
The Finals.
Oh, the Finals.
That's free.
Well, Finals is free.
I will say, I hate to admit this, I don't enjoy it, but I have been playing more League. I've been forced to play custom.
Oh no!
So I mean, no, I'm
you
saying
you become one of them.
No, I don't do it, like on like out of my own free will.
All right. Once you get to the point to where you're shit talking newbies during a game, you become a real League of Legends player.
I will only stand TFT. Don't worry, guys. That's the only Riot game.
I have a good edit because like Brad turned away, and then I'll fucking do like a. Like Chibi was
zoom in.
Chibi was after we zoom in on Brad, like Chibi was kicked off the program.
Pixelated thoughts. How, no longer associated with Chibi.
We're now looking for a fourth, everyone. So hop on.
I hate it here.
Audition.
You must be at least below 5'2".
I hate everybody.
Thank you can't play League. Auditions started. The line starts behind Brad.
The finals has been like the only game I really want to try. I mean, ideally, Final Fantasy, the remake looks really nice too. But
it's on Steam.
Is it on Steam? Yeah. Okay, I'll probably play it on Steam. I was like, I don't have a PS5.
Final Fantasy VII
but
Remake
I'll probably,
is on Steam.
I'll have to make sure I beat Persona first, and then I'll play Final Fantasy VII. I think that's something I'd love to stream too. Again, going out of my comfort zone and not just doing FPS or...
Yeah. So let me be clear. Like, the new one, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, which is the sequel, is not going to be on PC for like a year. But Final Fantasy VII Remake is right now on Steam.
Oh. Yeah. I was more so talking about Rebirth.
Oh yeah, no. You gotta play the first one.
Oh, I gotta play the first one. Oh.
Yeah, it's a sequel. It's like the old PlayStation games. There's like multiple discs. Think of it. Like
yeah,
that.
I know. It's like Final Fantasy X next two.
Jack, is there a game? Have you looked up any games this year that you're thinking about? I mean, there's one by Bluebird Team. They're making Silent Hill 2 remake, which is something I think it would be cool if you played. I'm pretty sure that's PC, PS5, and PC. I think. I might be wrong though.
Remake. You said?
Yeah, the Silent Hill 2 remake. I think it's PS5 PC.
Yeah, it'll be on Steam.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, I'll play that.
Yeah, I'm assuming first half of the year. If not, I would say October-ish.
It looks like it just says coming soon. It doesn't give a
estimate. It is supposed to be out in 2024, though. So.
Okay. Let me see what other horror games or anything. Games coming out in 2024... What, first
quarter?
I'd love
for them to drop Dragon Age. I'm just saying.
The new one?
Who knows when that's going to happen, yeah. I love that.
I think they're going to drop like a pixel remaster of the third one.
True.
Before that one. I think that one's another year off. Unless it's doing like a
Prince of Persia, race. Tekken.
Oh, big surprises.
Suicide Squad, Helldivers 2, Final Fantasy, Dragon's Dogma, Princess Peach.
Dragon's Dogma 2? Like me and Brad will do a video on that. Oh, yeah. And a
Aiden Chronicle, 100 Heroes. Never heard of that.
Aiden Chronicles is a spiritual successor to like my favorite RPG of all time. So
okay, Hellblade 2. I'll play that.
Yeah.
Baby Steps. Oh, it looks like one of those climbing.
Oh yeah.
Games.
They I think it's in VR too, which
okay
is pretty funny looking.
let's look horror games. Horror games coming out 2024.
Get yourself some.
Banishers, Ghost of New Eden. Never heard of that. Banishers. Spirit Hunter, Death Mark 2. Never heard of that. Outlast Trials.
Yeah, no, it's out. It's full release.
It's
in early access right now. So
okay.
Was it March or May?
It says March 5th.
Nice.
Brad
actually likes Outlast Trials and wants to play it more.
I do, but I'm not going to play it solo.
I'll play it with you.
Dread Out 2. That's on Switch.
Dread Out 2.
Last of Us 2 Remastered. Stalker 2, part of Chernobyl.
That's not out until September, I think. It just got announced today.
No. Alone in the Dark. That's in March. IB? What is that?
Don't know. I mean, Alone in the Dark, I don't know if you guys know about that, but that's like the OG survival horror series. David Harbour's in the new game, too, from Stranger Things. Sheriff Hopper. But it got delayed last year. It was supposed to come out in October, and then like obviously October is like when all the Call of Duty stuff come out.
That Dead by Daylight universe game is coming out. Casting of Frank Stone.
That's right. Isn't Supermassive or whoever it is?
The same people who did Day by Daylight. So Dead by Daylight announced last year that they're gonna expand their universe. Right. And it's not just gonna do those asymmetric horror games. So they're gonna have like story mode kind of games. They created that dating sim.
Oh yeah. That shit was so funny looking, dude.
Yeah, so it's I'm excited to see where the casting of Frank Stone goes.
So so it's a single player story game, right? It's a narrative.
Mm-hmm. It's a narrative.
Absolutely. Looks
so
good.
Infestation. I thought they were they called it Origins. Because the name that they had related too much to Hitler's time.
Oh Jesus.
Yeah.
The fuck?
No, that's you gotta read it. It's like there's a whole bunch of shit that tied too much to Hitler throughout that entire game.
Throughout Dead by Daylight?
No, Infestation.
Oh, okay, I was
assessing. That new horror Mickey Mouse game.
Oh,
Steamboat.
I love the fact that like the moment like Disney lost the trademark for Mickey Mouse,
everybody put shit up.
They have a movie coming out this year, dude.
Oh man. Okay, I'm definitely reviewing Little Nightmares 3.
Yeah,
you would.
I want you to stream that too, because you know
I'll stream.
I want to see how it's connected to the second one too, because the second one's fucked up. My gosh.
Second one. Yeah. And the way that it ends.
Oh, dude. It's messed up, man. Real fucked up. I was very surprised.
So, yeah. Those are all I'm excited about.
And then you guys can pick games that you're late to and then, you know, review them. With Helldivers 2, I might gift, I don't know, whoever wants to play it, because it's like $40. Not you, Brad. You can buy your own.
Now we'll think of Chibi. We'll have to sit down and think of maybe a game a month or something like that.
Yeah, I feel like that's realistic. Like,
and then we'll do one sorry I'm late series a month, and then if that picks up for some reason, we'll start doing like bi-weekly.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we're chaotic enough, it'll work.
Yeah
true that.
You guys want a real casual gamer's point of view on games that pro gamers like Ken and Brad played?
Yeah, fuck those guys.
Who the
but
fuck?
You want more of a casual gamer look at it?
You want more legitness?
Yeah. You want us to say where it's right like that one thing in the over in the game that does the thing?
And that's when us. I forget.
Guys,
words,
I pressed this button to jump
word.
And it jumped twice. Yeah. I don't like this game.
Jack, why am I not jumping?
You know that game developer thing that they did that does that mechanism that does a thing that the words that Brad and Ken use?
This game's too hard. Why is it so hard?
You know that one company that made said game? That
we're playing a game like Tetris Reloaded or some shit.
This game's too hard.
I don't understand. These blocks, they're just not flipping the way I want to flip them. It's like, what the fuck?
It's weird
to stack them straight up, right?
I hit the button once, it only turns around once.
Five
hit it again. Not blocky enough for me.
It's not good enough for me. I don't understand.
Yeah. Gosh. No, yeah. Curtis
Games.
Right.
Yeah.
Games. Yeah. I'm still gonna make that shirt.
Dude, anime.
That's so funny.
Anime, yeah.
Anime, yeah. But then have a scrolling list below of things that I just, not that I don't understand, but, you know, I'm not pure gamer. I'm not an expert at anything. I know a lot about
and
everything.
And that's okay, Jack. Like,
but I'm not an expert at anything.
Or anything? My God.
That's Jack's motto.
I think I want to zoom in on his face when he said that and just like that sad nervousness. I was like, I'm not an expert at anything. But I know a lot of things.
There are a few things I can be an expert at.
But I know a
everything.
Guy, man. I know a couple people, man.
But I know a guy.
Jack plays like a Mario game. Jack, that game was meant for kids. Why can't I double jump, bro?
Okay, that's me.
This is
why don't
bullshit.
I have a sword that stabby stabs? It's Mario.
I don't understand, bro.
Why don't I see blood?
No sense.
Why don't I see blood? Why is it no darkness here?
You're just saving the princess. How come the princess is alive, bro? Like, what's going on? How come he has a princess? What about me? Because tonight will be the night that I'll fall for you. All right.
Listen,
shit.
It'll be entertaining. I promise y'all.
Dude, I cannot wait to see what, like, I think it's a Steamboat Willie, like, horror film. I can't wait to see
yeah.
that. I'm super excited.
Oh, so that already got bad reviews from the jump.
What?
The live action?
Well, it's not going to be a good.
Because if it's anything like that Winnie the Pooh one,
you don't,
it's going to be trash.
But you don't watch those trash horror films for quality, right?
True.
You watch them because you're curious. You want to see if maybe they turn dog shit into gold, man. You know, who knows? Something's got to hit. All right. So, do we have any questions from the chat?
Chat. All right. What's the first game y'all want me and Chibi to go through for Sorry I'm Late?
Curtis said something about Pong.
Jesus.
What's an older game? Not let's not go like retro old.
Don't let Jack pull out his Amiga. Don't let Jack pull out his old console.
Pong is too fucking old.
Like an older game, I'm pretty sure. That's a new one coming out. Because I'm definitely gonna play that.
We should ask Chris, dude.
I haven't heard of those. Chris. Fate games. You guys familiar with those?
I know the anime.
Yeah, I mean, some of those I think are visual novels too.
Oh shit!
Games, like so. I mean, what's the?
Oh, okay.
What's the expectation of you like completing said game? Like, do you guys play it to completion?
All right, hold on. Play. Play enough.
Right.
But don't give us a game that's going to take us 90 days.
Yeah, that's fair.
Give us a game that will tell us enough in the first 2 hours. We'll play 2 hours of it, do a 15-20 minute review.
The original Dragon Age is amazing, but that's also a very lengthy game.
Well, it can't be
Dragon Age.
So it can't be anything either of you have played, right? So no Dragon Age, no Dragon Age 2.
Guild Wars. Guild Wars, you got to put time
Wolfenstein,
into.
Wolfenstein, the New Order?
Wolfenstein?
No, the New Order, which is the...
New Order?
Yeah, the newer one. That one's That one will run you about... it's a first-person shooter. If you guys want to, like, outside of your comfort zone and not do a first-person shooter, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something about Wolfenstein. When I played it in the original Doom days, the original Wolfenstein,
MS-DOS,
that game made me throw up.
Really?
Because the movement in that game is so fucking bad.
That MS-DOS stuff. Well, then you have a Switch, right?
I have a Switch, yeah. We can do a Switch, too.
I have a Switch, too.
Advance Wars. Yeah. They had a remake come out for Advance Wars 1 and 2. I think it's called, like, what, Advance Wars?
Oh, somebody said Hollow Knight. Games.
Who said Hollow Knight? Who said
Emperor.
That? Emperor. Does he?
Hollow Knight.
You know what? That's a good idea. I want to see you guys play Hollow Knight. You guys ever play Metroidvania before?
No.
Because I'm currently...
Metroid what?
A Metroidvania. So basically, Metroid, right? Back in the day, like Super Metroid. And Castlevania, right? Pretty much the reason why they combine it is because they both tend to act similar. You know, they have like bosses, like really large, you know, maps and stuff like that. They can take a player anywhere between 10 to 25 hours to beat, depending on their skill level. You know, I would recommend, like, Metroidvanias are, they don't look difficult.
Yeah.
But they can be.
Until you play them.
I'm currently playing through Prince of Persia, The Lost Crown, and I'll have a video out on Thursday about that. And that fucking game lulls you into a false sense of security because the first third looks really easy, and that last half is no fucking joke. Like, every boss is like a Sekiro boss from software. So, Hollow Knight, it's cheap, you know?
Hollow Knight looks like it's a good
You guys could play Hades. Hades is a good start.
Hollow Knight has some really nice colors in it, too. It's very, very vibrant.
We'll cook on it.
Play the forest.
Make any I don't know the word.
Commitments?
Let's review Rust.
Yes. Can't make any commitments.
What will review Rust?
I left by settlement. I went to work and they fucking destroyed it.
As a nakey.
Bunch of naked people beat me. I don't understand this game.
People surrounded my 2x2 hut, yelling things at me.
And they beat me with a rock.
I heard Hades was good.
Hades is fantastic. I think that's a game that I think both of you would do really well. It's on the Switch as well. Brad,
somebody keeps saying, get the fuck out. That game.
GTFO?
Yeah.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah. He said it twice already. I don't think he understood that us not bringing it up the first time meant shut the fuck up.
Was it Brad?
Yeah, it's Brad.
I usually just ignore bad behavior, Jack.
Yeah.
Just ignore bad behavior.
No, don't ignore
Pretend
Brad.
Pretend he's not even there.
Don't ignore Brad.
I mean, if we I'll do get the fuck him. Out. I don't know.
It's kind of horror adjacent.
True. But it's one of those 4-player try to escape, right? Kind of like Left 4 Dead and all that.
Well, Left 4 Dead's
tadpole.
What do you say?
He deleted all the messages.
That's a mod artwork right there.
Yeah, I mean, GTFO, I saw Brad and Chris play it. It's fun.
Yeah.
I kept debating on buying it for like the Steam sale because I think it was like $20, $25.
Well, we might miss out on January.
No, no.
See, I was going to say, January is really busy.
Listen,
for me.
Listen. There's no expectation.
We could go back and play because we wanted to play Battlefront 2 again. We could go back and play Battlefront 2 and talk about its current state.
Yes. I'm begging you.
I would like to see y'all play Outward.
I don't know what
that is. Outward?
Yeah, y'all would.
Where's that sound from? There's a movie called Outward.
Probably.
That was a good movie. Probably.
It's kind of like Dark Souls, but you play as a normal person.
Oh.
No.
No.
There's enough suffering on that side, too. Yeah. We don't need that.
Right I'm now. Tired of suffering.
Well,
IRL in games.
Get good.
Essentially, yeah.
All right, let's do Battlefront 2.
Battlefront 2. So listen,
because I have that.
Listen, there's no expectation of when you guys put it out. You guys put out when you put out. Just send me the video, and then I'll edit, and then I'll just post it. Okay. You guys want to make a thumbnail for it too, or not? I'll make a thumbnail. It's completely fine.
I can make one.
I've been doing thumbnails too.
Basically, you know, it's be great.
I'll just make Jekyll like a pop face.
Let's do we can do Battlefront 2 before the end of the month, I think.
Okay. I'd be down.
Yeah, I can replace.
Let's see how many days we have left.
Whatever you guys put out, just tell me like when you guys are sending it over so I know to post it like for that weekly video. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's yeah, we can aim for when in the month it gets posted and then make that the day.
Yeah. Whenever you guys want to do it. I mean, technically everything's kind of fluid, right? You know. The videos go live. We usually when they go live for like the week, especially with how I'm doing stuff now, unless it's like a new game, new review, or like a gameplay thing with like Helldivers 2, to whichever one of you wants to be.
You guys do really good at the new game reviews. We're always behind.
Well, I do like we did stuff for like old games too. We just did Legend of Dragoon.
Yeah,
yeah.
I will try to do at least Silent Hill, Little Nightmares, and Silent Hill.
Absolutely. All right,
we can do.
That's a cool crossover. I like that one.
Chibi, I know you liked Little Nightmares, that so if you wanted sick. To join in on that review,
okay.
We could do Little Nightmares 3.
Heck yeah.
I can do Senua's Saga Hellblade 2 as far as like new game review.
Maybe on Game Pass.
And
also.
The casting of Frank Stone.
Yeah. I wonder okay. when. So when's that come out again? The casting of Frank
that
Stone?
That is.
May?
Oh, shit. It's not saying.
I assume it's this year. Something.
It's this year. Just has there's it's unconfirmed
okay.
dates.
I say like middle of the year, end of the year type stuff.
Yeah.
Anything else? Does anyone have any other questions?
Nope.
Damn. All right, chill.
Chill.
Brad, I'm sorry you have to go back to the emulation. Okay, how the ROMs you're gonna try to play, man? Busy time for you. I understand.
I started Xenosaga last night.
That game is fucking long, dude. Xenosaga has like 40-minute cutscenes.
And then,
oh my god!
And then
on the PS2,
and a Persona,
and a third episode.
Yeah, no, it's like they spent more time putting out movies and shit for those. Yeah. So Persona 3 Reload has like a bunch of new shit, Chibi, from all the previews
I'm
I've seen.
I'm so excited! I'm trying not to look into it too much. I just want to be surprised.
Yeah, they said,
for which Persona?
Persona. Yeah.
Persona mm-hmm. 3 Reload. Apparently,
yeah.
Like it's standalone game, so. That'd be a good comparison related. To have between.
Reload is a fighting one, isn't it?
No.
No. Strikers. Because
that one's free right now. That, Strikers. No,
yeah,
it's Strikers.
Yeah.
There's one that's free right now.
Yeah. But basically,
maybe
it'll be interesting to like talk about like how Persona 3 Fest was, right? In comparison to Persona 3 Reload. A lot of changes. Like
I still remember a lot of it.
All the voice actors are fucking changed.
Are different. I mean, some for.
I've heard like you know new cutscenes. I've heard like a new system in the thing too, something interesting.
We'll see how I like it.
I assume it'll be like
Persona critique.
Then there's another. I just did a video about Granblue Fantasy Reload, or Relink. Mm-hmm. That game is immediately on my fucking list of shit to play. Holy crap!
Okay.
Have you guys heard of a game called Enshrouded? It's an RPG for up to 16 players. Mm-mm. Co-op.
Enshrouted.
I don't have 16
friends. Looks like a dungeon.
I wonder why, Brad. I wonder fucking why you don't have 16 friends, you asshole.
It's called quality over quantity, okay?
There you go.
Consider yourselves lucky.
Holy
shit. Oh, damn.
You made the list.
Okay. So, any questions? Anything else?
Chat, any questions? Any? You got anything for us?
We'll give you 10 seconds. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
Yeah, but 5. Why not quantity over quality?
Who asked that question?
Why not quality?
Who asked that question?
Of quality.
Who asked that question?
Tadpole. He said, why not quantity of quality?
3, 2, 1. All right, so next episode is going to be Down the Rabbit Hole, and that is going to be on Brad. What's the show's name?
Jesus, that's a long name.
Oh God, what was it?
He wrote the acronym to me.
You gotta scroll.
I fucking hate him so much.
Oh God, where'd it go? Duh. I'm giving the disgraced nobility I rescued a crash course in naughtiness.
Put that in our chat, please.
I did.
He did. He did.
Our Discord chat.
Oh, he did. He did.
Oh, you did? Oh, yeah. Okay.
And that will be the next episode for Down the Rabbit Hole. And then for the Pixelate Thoughts podcast, we'll figure something out. Shit. I want to talk about more games coming out for 2024. But if you guys have any other topics, just let us know. All right. So that's it. I want to thank everyone for watching. Thanks everyone for supporting the channel. And let's thank Bean and them dogs. And we will talk to you guys next time. Bye, everybody.
Yeah. In chat, we're going to go ahead and end it.